I am officially back in my reading era again after months and months of not having the motivation to read after going through my period of hyperfixation on books. It feels almost comforting and safe to fall into a routine that I once knew. You know that thing in your life that kind of comes and goes, but you know it will always stay with you no matter what? I feel like reading is that thing for me. I grew up reading. I have periods where I don't enjoy reading, but whenever I come back to it, it's always just like, oh damn, why did I stop? If anyone is curious, I just finished reading The Push by Ashley Audrain, which was a book recommended by my friend. For those of you that aren't familiar with it, it's a fictional thriller and mystery book about a new mother named Blythe Connor who's struggling with motherhood. She gives birth to her new baby Violet, but problems start happening almost immediately. She feels like she can't bond with her child. It seems like her child doesn't behave like other children do. And despite what seems to kind of be like her best efforts in trying to bridge that gap between her and her new daughter, it's clear that nothing will work. Her husband says she's imagining things, that her daughter really does love her, and she's just kind of like getting in her head about it. So you as a reader just have to figure out, is she losing her sanity or is this for real? Then she gives birth to another child, her son, Sam. Now she suddenly has this connection that she tried so hard to have with Violet. The connection is instantaneous. All the feelings of motherhood that she so desperately wanted with her first child, it's just falling into place seamlessly for her and Sam. It's so easy. Even Violet, the daughter that she's struggling so hard to bond with, loves her brother, Sam. But then something tragic happens, which causes for Blythe to start questioning everything all over again. So that's all I'll say for now. Everything I said is mentioned in the synopsis of the book, so don't worry, these are not spoilers. I kind of went into this book blind. I didn't read any reviews or see anything besides the general Goodreads rating, which sits at 4 stars right now. I feel like half the time I don't agree with the general consensus of a book after I'm done reading, but I will say that obviously seeing a good rating from the get-go, it will raise my expectations of what to expect. I don't read a lot of thriller books either, so technically it should be easier to wow me because I'm kind of new to the genre, but I don't know. This book didn't really do that. However, I don't want you guys to be swayed by my personal rating. So if you're interested in the book and the synopsis that I just provided, it's best to just kind of read it for yourself and form your own opinions. Right now, I'm currently trying to get back into the ACOTAR series again. This is maybe like my 4th time trying. Like I'm so down bad to like read, and I kind of realized like, hey, I have so many books laying around that I didn't get to finish when I was in my hyperfixation era. So I should try to take the time to finish reading what I have instead of looking for new stuff. So right now I'm trying to read A Court of Mist and Fury again. I read the first book, finished it, and just couldn't bring myself to finish the second book, even though I literally bought the whole series. So I'm forcing myself to read this every morning and kind of just chip away at it whenever I can. Since I haven't read in so long, I feel like my preferences and my expectations have kind of been reset in a way. So reading this book again feels different than the previous times. I don't really know why. We'll see how it goes. I'll keep you guys updated. I feel like there's such a divide on this series, but I'm just trying to read this for a good time, so we'll see. Let me know if you guys have any really good thriller book recs. I'm in the spooky mood and I'm always craving a good thriller, but it's so hard for me to find one, so I would love suggestions. Feel free to send a DM to my Instagram account or on the Gems Coffee Shop Instagram. I read all the DMs I get. Okay, so for this week's podcast topic, I want to talk about consistency and habits. Starting new habits right now is super, super crucial for me as it falls under this new routine that I'm trying to set for myself. So in terms of this topic, I want to talk about things that have really helped me and what I have found to be useful. This is not meant to be like a concise and general how to build good habits 101. So many videos and articles exist already just for that alone. So this is more just me like cherry picking and telling you guys how I take certain tips and make them my own and apply them to my own life. I feel like hearing personal anecdotes can sometimes be more helpful, and it's not just a general tip. So one thing about me, one thing that you should know is that I am a lover of routines. And I think that habits and routines go hand in hand. They're like BFFs. I find that it's really hard for me to manage habits on my own when I don't have a routine. And it's apparent because my weekend routines are so different from my weekday routines. And even the way my brain goes about thinking about things suddenly switches when it's a Saturday. I'm no longer in work mode. My brain isn't fried. All that is pushed to the side. I'm a firm believer in them, in routines. And it's just been what has worked for me. Routines may not be for everyone, but time and time again, it's something that's worked out really well for the type of person that I am, but I never want to make a generalization or push things onto people when everyone is so different. So please listen to this episode with interest, but never with the mindset that these methods will work for everyone and they're like, you know, ingrained in stone. So like most people, it's really difficult for me to get into a new habit. But once I start and push past that initial restraint that I place on myself, I find that it becomes easier and easier to will myself to do something, even if I don't particularly want to on that day. And that's kind of the biggest challenge that people will face when trying to incorporate a new habit. It's great when you want to do something out of pure motivation, and because it's so exciting and new and fun, it's definitely not that difficult to do. But the moment that runs out, the moment you don't have that motivation, suddenly you don't want to do it anymore, or at least that's just how I feel. If I don't enjoy doing it anymore, I break my habit just like that. Even today, my mind was all sorts of scrambled this morning and I didn't want to read because I felt like I wouldn't be able to focus. And all these excuses kind of popped into my head, like, oh, if I can't focus, then what's the point of reading, because I won't be able to retain anything and it'll just be a waste of time. But then I was like, hold up, I've been thinking about how badly I want to get into reading again, and this kind of feels like a cop-out moment, so I have to push past these thoughts. I told myself, hey, I promised that I was going to read, and it doesn't have to be a long time. I just have to do it today. So I set a timer for 25 minutes on my phone and told myself, I can't get distracted. I just have to read as much as I can within that time period. And of course, while I'm reading, I put on my autumn ambiance YouTube video, and it's like a great time. So having this 25-minute goal made it a lot easier for me to achieve because it wasn't like a serious commitment. It felt a lot more attainable and doable. Because of that, I was able to keep my reading streak going. And what do you know? Halfway into the 25 minutes, I found myself enjoying what I was doing, and I was really glad that I didn't bail. I cannot tell you the amount of times that I'll write something on my to-do list and I keep on having to push it to the next day because in my head, it's nothing serious, so it's okay to move it and I'll have time. All I can think about is just like, you know, I'll have time. I can do it the next day, next week, next month, whatever. But I kind of realized that, like, you know, I do this quite often, and that in itself is a bad habit. Me avoiding the things that I tell myself I want to do, but will never want to when the time comes, is just terrible. So I was like, okay, you have to get serious with this and accept that you can't just do something whenever you feel like it. Because honestly, when I go off like those vibes, half the time, nothing gets done. And then down the road, I will get upset at myself for just wasting time and not seizing the chance to do something when I could have. So this kind of reminds me of James Clear's Atomic Habit book. So I've never read it before. A lot of my friends have, and it's like widely renowned for good reason, I'm sure. Although I haven't read it, I've seen a lot of videos and summaries about it. And for those of you that don't know about it, it's essentially a guide on how to change your habits, break your bad ones, and just get 1% better each day. It's all about how to take the slow and steady route into transforming your life into the one that you've envisioned for yourself. Although I haven't properly read this book, I've definitely taken away certain things from videos and parts of the book that my friends felt like really resonated with them, and they've kind of like discussed it with me. So James talks about how we should pay attention to our inner identity by focusing on beliefs, assumptions, and values. So this is just like one specific point in the book. He obviously covers a lot of other things in the book, and it's definitely worth checking out if you're curious about how to make better habits and break your old ones. So this is just like a very vague kind of summary of one of the things that he talks about. He says that a lot of people will begin changing their habits by focusing on what they want to achieve, which leads to outcome-based habits. Outcome-based habits are things such as, oh, I want to start learning Japanese. So you tell yourself, okay, I want to memorize like 10 phrases. This is outcome-based. You're more focused on what you want to achieve. If that doesn't work for you, then maybe it's time to start focusing on identity-based habits. So focusing on who we wish to become. So how do you make an identity-based habit? Number one, decide the type of person you want to be. So using the learning Japanese example, I decide that I want to be the type of person that values learning languages and is serious about learning. Number two, prove that you're this type of person with small wins. So small wins would be practicing the Japanese alphabet for 25 minutes, then the next day practice for 50 minutes. Then after that, start practicing learning how to write 10 words, etc., etc. These would be the things that someone who's serious about learning Japanese would do. It's more than just trying to finish a Japanese lesson and crossing it off to your to-do list. What you choose to do will speak about the things that you value and your characteristics. So this method of valuing identity habits has proven to be kind of effective for me for some reason. I think that like for me, the reason why it works so well is because I want to be the type of person that's a hard worker and that is dedicated to their passions. This is something that I think about all the time. As someone that has a million interests and the list just keeps on going on and on and on, it's always a battle trying to figure out what I want to do. So I kind of just get overwhelmed and I end up doing nothing. Not to mention, when things get difficult, I tend to stop doing them. I give up really, really easily, and it's just something that I've never liked about myself. I've come to terms with that, but I obviously don't want to be that type of person because I always think about how I often look up to others that are kind of the opposite. They don't give up. They're so dedicated to what they're doing, and they don't let anything get in the way. I really value those things in other people. So why can't I be those things? Having this identity shift and believing that I am a hard worker does push me to learn these new things that I've often kind of like just half-assed, or I don't give myself the time I need to really properly learn something. So for example, I'm really trying to learn Blender, which is a 3D modeling program. I don't have any previous 3D experience, and this program has a really crazy learning curve that I'm trying to get past. I'm making this assumption on myself because for me, it's so difficult. I don't know, like for other people, maybe it's easier and maybe you can pick it up a lot quicker. But for me, I am struggling. I'm struggling so hard. I've tried to learn in the past, but after like a day of hard work, I'll just kind of hit a wall and then not pick it up again. But this time around, I've been going at it for a bit. And I feel like because I'm more determined to learn and I'm just like more focused, less on the outcome and more about what it means if I keep on pushing at it, it's definitely made everything feel less discouraging in a way. When you focus less on the outcome, it feels better to work at something and not get to the level that you want because you're not banking a lot on the end result and you're more so focused on the bigger picture. So these days, even if I hit a wall, I'll still be okay, because I can get past it if I keep on trying, aka one of the values of being a hard worker. If this was outcome-based, I would get upset that I wouldn't be able to model a cat, for example, like how I envisioned, and feel frustrated, and just like the likelihood of me giving up would be way, way higher. So it definitely feels really nice this time around to go into something like this with a completely different mindset and enjoy the process and put less pressure on myself. And it definitely takes me back to a place of when I was younger, when I was just trying things out and not learning or caring, I guess, about expectations or if I'm going to fail and things like that. So let me know if you try this out and let me know if it works for you. I do want to leave this episode off with another journal prompt. Since we're on the topic of habits, I want you guys to ask yourself a couple questions. So number one, what are some new habits you want to form? Number two, who will you become if you achieve these consistent habits? Number three, what are some things that stop you from achieving them, and how do you think you can work at getting rid of them? Number four, if you achieve these habits, do you think you'll feel better about yourself? So those are the four journal prompts that I want you guys to either write down, record, whatever it may be, like just a tangible place as always, and see if it kind of prompts some thoughts, you know? I feel like these are some really good gateway prompts that will have you thinking about some other stuff. So it's worth a try for sure. But that is all for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. And as always, I'll talk to y'all next week. Bye.